Hello, everybody. Welcome to today's episode of the FPOV podcast. I'm your host, DJ FPO, and we'll be going over my POV of creating my documentary for the Dominican Women's Lacrosse team here at Dominican University of California. Before we get into the podcast, this episode is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department here at Dominican University of California. All right, let's get started. So what brought this idea of creating a documentary for a sports team here at Dominican? Well, I was sitting in my room 2025 fall semester. I was thinking of ideas to bring up to my supervisors so we could get approved. The idea of creating the documentary for the women's lacrosse team came up. It was kind of broad, but when I brought it up to my supervisor, you know, he really liked the idea. I liked the idea too, of course, but talked about the pros and cons, about me finding time to film for the women's lacrosse team, right? I'll be filming practices, I'll be filming interviews, I'll be filming, you know, of course, their games. But we would have to find time with the coaches to figure out, like, scheduling and, you know, try and find time to talk to them, right? So in November, we talked about it with the coaches. They really liked the idea. You know, that's something that they've been looking for. It was something to give them more content for their seniors, because the idea was to, so the senior class for the Dominican Women's Lacrosse team started the program 4 years ago, 20 girls in for one class. Of course, you know, as time goes by, sometimes lacrosse or athletics isn't for everybody, you know, so it cut down little by little, and right now there's 11 seniors on the team, and those 11 seniors stuck with the team for all 4 years, and they basically created a whole, they created a really great team right now. They are, right now they're doing great. They're a wonderful group of girls who want to play at a high level at Division II. So this documentary is for them. It's for the senior class that I want to give recognition to the senior girls that basically created this program, right? Moving forward, we talked about me and my supervisor bringing up the idea, pitching the idea to the coaches for the women's lacrosse team. They loved it. They agreed to it. I found time to record their last two practices of the fall semester. It turned out great. You know, it was something, you know, to get the feel of it, right? So once I was able to get the feel of it, I felt more comfortable starting this documentary. So once I felt more ready. I felt ready to put this documentary as a priority of mine to do, basically as a senior project. I felt like this was going to be the biggest project of mine, and, you know, I'm ready for it. I was ready for it once the semester ended, you know, and I'm ready for it now, while my last semester began. So once January came, I was ready. You know, I was ready to get into it. So when Hell Week or 2 days came, and it's basically 2 days is basically just two practices in 1 day throughout the whole week. The girls did this in the morning and in the afternoon of 1 day. And when 2 days came, I woke up at around 5:45. No, I got ready for that morning practice. They did wall ball. They did their wall ball test. And once they did that, they ran the Man U, and the Man U is basically a run test to reach a certain number of, I'd say, sprints across the field. And by the time they finished, I was surprised to see that over 80% of the girls got the certain number of sprints that the coaches set. So it was really great to see that the girls reached the standard that the coaches set. And the coaches were surprised to see that the girl is, you know, got to this number and got, and you know, a few got past the number, which is really great to see. So once they finished the menu, we went to the second practice, which was in the afternoon. They did their practice. It was, I filmed it too. And what I saw was a group of girls who were ready to get after it, who were ready for the season to basically start. And that got me really excited to start this documentary. And once I started it, I thought that it's going to be a great year for me to film the seniors, like, finishing their last semester, you know, having the time of their lives right now. Okay, moving forward to my second day of 2 days, technically third, but my second time filming their 2 days. So their morning practice, they ran the Golden Gate Bridge. It's almost a 5K, I believe, there and back. It was good sights. It was cool to film that. Thought it was a good idea to put that into the documentary. So I drove all the way to Sausalito to where the bridge starts and filmed the girls, you know, running across the bridge and back. So it was a good sight. And then that day was actually the day where we started interviews. And the interviews turned out to be pretty good. I set up the lights. I turned off the lights in the room where it was dark enough, but with the lights, like, in front of the seniors, so it would turn out professional, like what I wanted it to turn out to be. So after the Golden Gate Bridge run, we went back to Dominican to film the interviews, right? We started off with half the seniors, and I generated some questions for them. It turned out good. They also have high standards for the season. You know, they are grateful for this freshman and the sophomores to, you know, stick with them and not transfer out of the program. So they're really appreciative of that. Last year, it basically ended the way they didn't think it was going to end, right? They lost to Frostburg in the conference finals. So it was heartbreaking, right? They want to get it back. And the seniors are ready. They're ready to lead their team and win a conference championship and potentially make it to the NCAA tournament, right? That's what every team wants. They want to win a conference championship, and then they want to make it to the tournament and possibly win a national championship, right? Every team in their division wants that. So it was great to see their seniors, like, humble and, no, ready for this season. All right, so we're going to get into the preseason scrimmages, right? So first, they played UC Davis. You know, they played them last year. It was definitely a learning curve. You know, for me, it was great to get onto this trip, to drive all the way to Davis to film this game, because, you know, this was after the first week of 2 days, after 2 days, basically. It was the most anticipated thing or event that I've been waiting for. So I was really excited to film this game. But for the girls, it was definitely a learning curve. You know, they're playing against one of the top D1, Division I schools in the West Coast for women's lacrosse. One of the top teams in their conference. I don't know which conference they're in, so I can't really think of it right now. You know, it was a great time. Great time to film the team play, right? Despite the score, it was still fun to watch the girls, to the team grow, basically, and grow from this so they can't have this type of game in the future. After that, they played Claremont, and from what I heard, I didn't film this game, but what I heard was that it was a good game. It was a good game for both teams, despite the score. But from what I heard, they learned a lot from the game, and they wanted to be ready. They're now more ready than ever than the first week of 2 days. So I thought that once they get into this like mode for this first game that they played, I believe that they are going to be pretty tough to beat for a three-year Division II team. Not even 5 years. Like the conference that they're in, that most of these teams are on the East Coast, and they've been playing Division II lacrosse for over like 5 to 7 years, right? Dominican hasn't even played for 3 years. They were independent for their first year, so the seniors' sophomore years, basically 2 years ago. Their first year in as a team, they know how to come back. I believe that was their only loss of the season. I'm not too sure, but no, that was their toughest loss of the season. So they're gonna expect that team to be. They're going to expect Frostburg to come back even better from last year since they made it to the NCAA tournament. But Frostburg, they're going to expect Dominican to be up there with them, to be a contender for a conference champion and a contender for the NCAA tourney. But that only will happen if the girls recognize their mistakes on the field and their practices, and I'm sure they will, since they've been in their championship contender in their conference, right? But that's only if they can fix some mistakes and if they come together as a team. And that will be the seniors' responsibilities to uplift the team, create better team dynamics than before, right? But as I will be filming this series or this documentary, play against Franklin and Pierce twice in one weekend, all right? So I'll let you guys know how they play next week, and I hope you guys enjoy the podcast for today. So I'll see you guys next week. Bye.